Hi everyone, today we have a new episode of the Inglês Online podcast. Please subscribe to this podcast using the podcast app for iPhone or iPad, or listen to the episodes using the Inglês Online Android app. So, the other day, I came across a pretty interesting article about customer service. You know, customer service? I found the following definition on a dictionary. Customer service is a series of activities designed to enhance the level of customer satisfaction. That is, the feeling that a product or service has met the customer expectation. In other words, customer service is what happens every time you have a simple question or a major problem and you then call the atendimento ao cliente number, if you're in Brazil. And if you're like most Brazilians, you have at least once had to deal with TIM, Claro, Vivo, Oi, or some other phone service provider. All of these providers, with no exception, have a bad reputation when it comes to customer service. I mean, I've had bad experiences with Vivo and TIM, and I've heard people complain a lot about every single phone carrier under the sun. Have you ever had to call your carrier's customer service number only to be put on hold for several minutes before being transferred to three different departments? And when you finally got to speak to a human being, that person wasn't able to solve your problem? I mean, phone carriers in Brazil are a legend. So that's why this article caught my attention. I mean, check this out. The article is titled, The 10 Magic Phrases of Customer Service. The author defends that there are certain magic words that customers want to hear when they have a problem and call your company for help. So here are a few things that, according to the author, customers would love to hear from the rep at the other end of the line. I can solve that problem. I will take responsibility. I will deliver on time. And it will be just what you ordered. I mean, can you imagine the next time you call a company's customer service number? Let's make this even more fantastic. Imagine you're calling the atendimento ao cliente of your local phone carrier. Then the customer rep listens to your complaint and says, I can solve that problem, without a hint of irony. Then you say that the last time you called, the company promised to fix the problem, but they didn't. And the rep replies, I will take responsibility. I mean, to me, that would be so unexpected that it would probably crack me up. Wouldn't we all love to hear those words next time a service provider screws up? I mean, of course, saying those words and not following up with actions would be even worse, I think. I guess most people are tired of empty promises, and that is why companies that not only talk the talk but walk the walk stand out from the crowd so much. So tell us, do you have any interesting customer service stories? Do you work in customer service? Are you a rep? Have you ever come across a company that provides outstanding service and keeps their promises? Let us know in the comments and talk to you next time.